CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 7th of June 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can discover how vibe coding can help radio amateurs. RSGB board director attends the ARIS International Conference. And a trio of RSGB experts is added to the RSGB convention program. RSGB board chair Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, delivered a technical seminar called Vibe Coding for Radio Amateurs at the 4 Days in May Symposium. The event was organised by the QRP ARCI and held before the start of the Dayton Hamvention. You can now enjoy the presentation from the comfort of your own home by watching it online at tinyurl.com/foxtrotdeltaindiamike-vibecoding. Stuart's presentation demonstrated additional things AI can do to aid radio amateurs. His talk was delivered to a packed audience and was based on the workshops he ran at last year's RSGB convention and in Blackpool this April. If you are interested in finding out more about how radio amateurs can use AI, the RSGB is hosting workshops on the topic at its convention in October. Find out more at rsgb.org/convention-workshops. Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, held its annual conference in London last week. The event was organised by RSGB representative to ARIS, Charon Morgan, M0XTD, and attended by board director, Patrick Wood, 2E0IFB. On behalf of the RSGB president, Patrick delivered a short welcome at the event opening and attended an RSGB-sponsored evening reception, along with other RSGB board directors. ARIS International contacts are a fantastic way to demonstrate the place of amateur radio within STEM, and the RSGB continues to support this excellent outreach work. The RSGB was a founding member of the European division of ARIS in the 1990s, along with AMSAT UK, and is pleased it continues to be such a globally recognised STEM activity. The RSGB has added a trio of experts to its convention programme. RSGB ETCC member John McCulloch, GI4BWM, will deliver a lecture on ETCC, repeaters and new technology, whilst RSGB EMCC chair Dr. John Rogers, M0JAV, will be on hand to enhance your knowledge on EMF exclusion zones. You'll also be able to discover the results of the 12th of August eclipse propagation experiment with RSGB PSC chair Steve Nichols, G0KYA. These presenters have years of experience in their field, and this is your opportunity to learn directly from them. Join them at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between the 9th and 11th of October by securing your ticket at rsgb.org/convention. The Region 12 team is looking for a volunteer to become the district representative for Cambridge. If you live in the area and are passionate about supporting local radio amateurs, then please get in touch with the regional representative, Brian Woolnough, M5ADQ, via Romeo 12 at rsgb.org www.ntnationalstudentsradio.uk. The role of district representative varies from attending rallies and making club visits to supporting individual radio amateurs and responding to queries via email. View the full list of regional team vacancies by going to rsgb.org/volunteers. After a 3-year wait since the last World Radio Sport Team Championship in Italy, WRTC 2026, in the UK, is nearly upon us. The RSGB is proud to be an official partner of the event and will be highlighting UK participants in its Photo Friday feature on social media. Each Friday throughout June, the Society will share an image showing you a different aspect of the championship, from the UK team to a UK volunteer, a referee, and a member of the WRTC organising committee. Head to the RSGB's Facebook, Instagram or X pages to see the latest post. You can also read more about WRTC on page 45 of the July edition of RADCOM, which will be available from the 17th of June. The Blue Ham team have been actively monitoring the 60-meter band over the past weeks. Due to the current propagation conditions, the team has decided to cancel the planned exercise in June. The next exercise is planned for October 2026, and updates will be provided closer to the time. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/blueham26. And now for details of rallies and events. The Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day today. The museum is located at 41 Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, DN21 5XS. The museum's home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. For more information, visit bravoechocharliegolf.org.uk/events. Also today, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual radio rally is taking place at Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park, Drain Bank North, Spalding, Lincolnshire, PE12 6AF. Free car parking is available and the entrance fee is £3 per person. Traders, catering and an RSGB store are on site. For more details, visit Sierra Delta, Alfa Romeo Sierra, .org.uk/Spalding Rally. On Sunday the 14th of June, the Junction 28 Radio Rally will be held at the Post Mill Centre, South Normanton, Derbyshire, DE55 2EJ. The doors open at 10:15 a.m. and admission is £4. Indoor and outdoor tables are available. For more information and to book tables, visit Sierra November Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie .com or contact Juliet28Rally@snadarc.com. Also, on Sunday the 14th of June, the Mendips Radio Rally is taking place at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, BS39 6UA. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and at 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Entrance costs £3. For more information and table bookings, contact Luke on 07870-168-197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. Now the special event news. The Ramsbury Amateur Radio DX Group is active as Golf Bravo 1 Delta Delta Alpha Yankee until tomorrow, 8th of June, to commemorate the D-Day landings. The station is operating from the decommissioned RAF and USAF site at Ramsbury, Wiltshire. Activities on the 80 to 10 metre bands using CW, FT8 and SSB. Amateur radio operators across the United States, Canada and Mexico are activating a series of special call signs to celebrate the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Stations are active until the 19th of July from each of the cities hosting the tournament. Look out for activity on all bands and modes. For more information, visit Whiskey Charlie 2026 Sierra Echo Sierra .org. To mark the 90th anniversary of Uka Vani, also known as All India Radio, the state-owned public radio broadcaster in India, VU3YBH, will be active as Alpha Tango 90 Victor Alpha November India until the 16th of August. The station is operating using FT8 and SSB on the 20, 15, 12 and 10 meter bands, QSL via the Bureau. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. Now the DX news. Mike VE2XB is active as Victor Yankee Zero Zulu Oscar Oscar from Coral Harbour on Southampton Island, NA007, until mid-June. He usually operates using CW and SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL direct to Mike's home call. And Mike, 9 Mike 2 slash Kilo Mike 9 Delta, is operating from Tuluk Kulubi Beach on Reback Island, AS058, in West Malaysia. He operates low power CW on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. RSGV National Field Day started at 1500 UTC yesterday and ends at 1500 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, please send a signal report and serial number. The UK 6 meter group summer contest started at 1300 UTC yesterday and ends at 1300 UTC today. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, please send a signal report serial number, locator and member number. The ORRL International Digital Contest started at 1800 UTC yesterday and ends at 2359 UTC today. Using digital modes on the 160 to 6 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your 4 character locator. Now, today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 until 1400 UTC. Using all modes on 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 9th of June, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 70 cm band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 9th of June, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 cm band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Wednesday, the 10th of June, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is bought in 4 character locator, and the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 till 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is bought in 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And also on Wednesday, that's the 10th of June, the RSGB 80 meter club championship CW contest runs from 1900 until 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Thursday, the 11th of June, the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The IARU ATV contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 13th and ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 14th of June, using TV on frequencies from 432 MHz and up. The exchange is picture quality, serial number, 4-digit code and locator. On Sunday the 14th of June, the RSGB second 144 MHz backpackers contest runs from 0900 until 1300 UTC. Using all those on the 2-meter band, the exchange is report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 14th of June, the practical wireless 2-meter QRP contest runs from 0900 until 1600 UTC. Using AM, FM, FSV and CW on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. A maximum of 5 watts of power can be used in this contest. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 4th of June. We're awaiting the arrival of solar material as a result of 3 coronal mass ejections from 3 solar flares. These, coupled with a high-speed solar wind stream from an Earth-facing coronal hole, threaten to initiate a geomagnetic storm. A strong G3 geomagnetic storm has been predicted. This could push the KP index up to 6 or 7 and maximum usable frequencies down, perhaps lasting through the weekend and affecting RSGB National Field Day. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has crept up and stood at 147 on Thursday the 4th of June, with lots of reports of DX being worked, either through F-region propagation or sporadic E. The 10-meter band has been sounding like 20 meters at times, especially around the FT8 frequency of 28.074 MHz. DX to be worked this week includes 5Z4/MM0ZBH in Kenya, 8Q7ML in the Maldives, VJ2L on Lord Howe Island, 5H1KB in Tanzania, and 9X5KM from Rwanda. We're now heading for midsummer, and the 20-meter band may be open 24 hours a day. In general, F-region maximum usable frequencies will be lower than in the winter or spring. However, sporadic E makes up for that with strong signals on the higher HF bands out to 1,500 kilometres on a single hop, with occasional multi-hop openings. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will decline, perhaps into the 120 to 135 range. After the recent geomagnetic upset clears, conditions are predicted to stabilise, with the KP index forecast to be around 2 for the beginning of the coming week. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are then forecast from Thursday the 11th until Sunday the 14th, with the potential for the KP index to hit between 4 and 6, with a corresponding drop in the MUF. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The unsettled weather has brought some heavy rain, a few chances of rain scatter for the gigahertz bands, but it does also tend to limit the chances of troppo. However, the UK keeps the unsettled weather, while the continent goes on enjoying relatively higher pressure. So, stations in southern Britain may be able to gain some occasional troppo advantage. There are options for meteor scatter from the outfits, which peak early this coming week. Some predict that it will be a strong shower this year. Since it's a daytime meteor shower, it can be very useful for sporadic E, which makes use of the ionisation they leave behind. The KP index has been gently disturbed at times, but not enough to generate any exciting radio aurora. However, it has possibly been disturbed enough to subdue sporadic E, as this depends on a stable and low KP index to be most effective. Sporadic itself has provided some reasonable European openings and a few longer multi-hop paths for the digital modes. This unsettled weather produces strong jet streams for summer and should continue to be useful for providing the turbulence needed as part of the process for making Sporadic E. The placement of the jet streams may, however, be confined to the northwestern fringe of Europe and perhaps prompting a focus on Scandinavia and northern Europe for any resulting sporadic E. EME, and after last week's low declination and apogee, this week sees moon declination increasing again and path losses falling. The 144 MHz sky temperature is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. We're very short of time, so I have removed everything that is in any way repetitive. Starting with the Southwest, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club meets tomorrow at 7:30pm in the Baptist Church Rooms, Shepton Mallet. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Friday will include preparations for the Dig for Victory show, GB4DFV, at the North Somerset Showground. The show takes place on Saturday and next Sunday, the 14th. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry Thornbury. On Wednesday, Paul, M0ZMB, will be giving a talk about Standing Wave Ratio, SWR. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has a meeting on Thursday. In Wales, Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting at the Britannia Inn on Tuesday from 8pm. North Wales Amateur Radio Group is meeting tomorrow. They have a hobbies and interest night. That ends this week's DB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon Magazine and the RCB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.